At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ashlesha Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some people rely on their inner voice, personal experience, and emotional compass to make decisions, while others look to external systems, validation, and societal norms to guide their actions. Ashlesha Nakshatra, known for its psychological depth, subtle perception, and instinctive intelligence, is naturally inclined toward an internal frame of reference. These natives often process everything through an emotional or intuitive filter, deeply questioning the intent behind the surface. However, planetary placements, especially in the 4th and 10th houses, determine whether their primary guidance system is self-driven or externally shaped. If Moon is in the 1st house in Ashlesha, the reference point is deeply internal. These individuals trust their emotional reactions, instincts, and inner knowing more than any outside opinion. They often keep their processing private, weighing how things feel before taking action. They'll nod on the outside, but act only when their inner resonance is clear. If Moon is in the 10th house, their emotional reference starts to lean outward. They begin to gauge decisions based on how they'll be received, what roles they're expected to fulfill, or how their public image might be affected. If Mercury is in the 4th house, the individual processes information through internal dialogue and self-reflection. Their thinking is inwardly curious, self-directed, and cyclical, often needing solitude to untangle ideas. They trust their ability to think through things without external feedback. If Mercury is in the 10th, the reference shifts toward how others perceive their intelligence, and they become more attuned to professional expectations, public approval, and external benchmarks for clarity and correctness. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the frame of reference is internal, but guarded and restrained. These natives often build their belief systems over time through emotional endurance and inner discipline. They do not easily allow outside forces to sway them. If Saturn is in the 10th house, their reference system becomes externalized, and they begin to measure success and self-worth based on societal roles, expectations, and career achievements. Their decisions are less about how they feel and more about what's required to maintain their image or authority. If Jupiter is in the 4th house, the internal reference is spiritual and value-based. They seek inner alignment with wisdom, tradition, or inherited truths. Their decisions are shaped by what feels ethically or philosophically sound, not necessarily what others approve. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they begin to operate through an external framework of mentorship, leadership, and public moral responsibility. They seek to live up to a social standard of wisdom, which, while noble, can blur the boundary between their inner truth and public persona. Ashlesha Nakshatra, by default, trusts what is hidden, intuitive, and emotionally vetted. Its strength lies in internal knowing, even if it takes time to surface. But when planetary influences pull them into the world of expectation, performance, or validation, they may struggle between what they feel and what they should do. Their evolution lies in learning how to listen to their inner serpent without being ruled by its fears, and knowing when to honor external wisdom without losing their emotional sovereignty. Ashlesha Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people move through life by taking immediate control of their circumstances, initiating change, leading with strategy and intent. Others prefer to observe, assess, and respond when the timing is right, letting their environment guide their actions. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its instinctive awareness, emotional intelligence, and serpentine subtlety, leans toward a reactive action style by default, not passive, but calculated. Ashlesha doesn't rush. It waits, watches, and strikes when conditions are ideal. However, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can shift the needle toward proactivity or deepen the reactive instincts. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashlesha, the action style is subtly proactive. Mercury gives them a sharp mental edge. They initiate with words, ideas, and psychological insight, often leading through cleverness and suggestion rather than force. Their actions may not be overt, but they are intentional. If Mercury is in the sixth house, this proactive quality becomes more functional. They'll take initiative in solving problems, fixing inefficiencies, or managing daily conflicts, though always with strategy and care. If Moon is in the first house, the action style is reactive and emotionally driven. These natives are highly responsive to internal states, and their actions follow emotional tides and intuitive knowing rather than premeditated plans. They may hesitate until they feel emotionally secure, then act decisively. If Moon is in the 10th house, this reactive energy becomes shaped by social or professional dynamics. They may respond based on external pressure or perceived expectations, adjusting their behavior according to public or relational cues. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Ashlesha, we see a distinct proactive shift. Mars energizes their mental instincts. They move quickly, taking initiative in communication, short-term goals, and asserting themselves when necessary. It gives Ashlesha's normally coiled energy a push, encouraging more direct action, though often still with hidden motives or strategic framing. If Mars is in the 10th house, this proactive drive becomes ambition. They act to climb, lead, and win, though Ashlesha's nature ensures their rise is subtle, intelligent, and tactically designed. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the action style leans towards structured reactivity. These individuals don't jump in. They respond with caution, calculation, and duty. Their actions are deliberate, often delayed, but when they move, it's to reinforce boundaries, restore order, or fulfill obligation. If Saturn is in the 10th, the reactive style becomes public-facing. They may respond to authority, career pressures, or long-term responsibilities, always with a sense of control and emotional restraint. Ashlesha's strength lies in its timing and restraint. While not always the first to act, it is often the most precise. Whether action is proactive or reactive, it's rarely without layers. These natives are masters of subtle momentum, knowing that sometimes the quietest movement creates the deepest shift. Their evolution lies in trusting their instincts without over-defending, and knowing that reacting with awareness is just as powerful as leading with force. Ashlesha Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people approach life and work by exploring multiple possibilities, shifting strategies based on intuition and insight. Others prefer clear procedures, relying on proven methods, structured routines, and defined steps. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its strategic mind, psychological acuity, and emotionally layered nature, typically leans toward an options-oriented style, but with a twist. It's not chaos. It's calculated flexibility. Ashlesha wants to understand all the options, then choose the one that grants the most control, influence, or safety. Whether a native operates from flexibility or fixed structure depends heavily on planetary placements, particularly in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Ashlesha, the style is fully options-based. These natives thrive on mental variety, adaptable thinking, and the freedom to change direction quickly. They're at their best when they can test ideas, switch strategies, and follow where the mind leads, often working behind the scenes to reshape outcomes. If Mercury is in the 10th house, they still favor options, but use them with professional finesse, choosing versatile communication, clever delegation, or diplomacy to navigate public roles or leadership. If Moon is in the 4th house, the native may appear emotionally bound to routines, but they're actually internally reactive and intuitive, preferring fluid responses over set systems. Their emotional environment shapes how they work, so rigid procedures may feel constraining. They choose what feels right, not necessarily what's been proven. If Moon is in the 6th or 10th, they may adopt more structure outwardly, but it's usually to maintain emotional safety, not because they truly trust fixed methods. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the preference tilts heavily toward procedures. Here, Ashlesha's desire for control gets expressed through systemization, repetition, and responsibility. These natives feel safest when they know the rules and can enforce or refine them. Structure is protection. If Saturn is in the 10th, the procedural preference expands to career and social systems. They succeed through mastery of process, discipline, and long-term control over how they're perceived and what they build. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 6th, the style becomes erratic but brilliant, driven by options, experimentation, and unpredictable tactics. They might reject procedure altogether, preferring to find loopholes or invent new systems. Rahu in Ashlesha brings an instinct to disrupt and reshape operations to suit hidden motives or karmic direction, often working best in unconventional or flexible fields where they can reinvent the path as they walk it. At its core, Ashlesha is a strategist. It doesn't blindly follow procedure, nor does it embrace chaos. Instead, it tests, evaluates, and manipulates systems to find what gives it psychological leverage. Its ideal operational style is one that allows for subtle control, whether that means choosing between options in the moment or quietly shaping procedures from behind the curtain. Their power lies in their ability to adapt without being seen adapting, and win without showing their hand. Ashlesha Nakshatra views general or specific. Some individuals perceive life through a broad, conceptual lens, seeing archetypes, patterns, and symbolic truths, while others interpret reality through precise, granular analysis, needing specific details to feel secure in their understanding. Ashlesha Nakshatra, known for its psychological sharpness, subtle emotional perception, and strategic depth, tends to favor a specific viewpoint. Its style of perception is rarely abstract for abstraction's sake. It wants to deconstruct, decode, and investigate, often zooming in on the unspoken, the nuanced, the uncomfortable details most overlook. But depending on planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 5th, or 9th houses, Ashlesha can swing between both ends of this spectrum. If Mercury is in the 1st house in Ashlesha, the worldview is highly specific. These individuals dissect language, tone, gesture. They are natural analysts and interpreters, always scanning for inconsistencies or deeper meanings. Their mind is sharp, fast, and investigative, making them excellent at seeing through masks and illusions, though sometimes prone to overthinking or mental entanglement. If Mercury is in the 9th house, their mental scope broadens. They still focus on details, but within larger frameworks like belief systems, morality, or metaphysics, where they may apply their analytical skill to spiritual or philosophical inquiry. If Moon is in the 5th house, the viewpoint remains specific, especially emotionally. These natives may be deeply attuned to subtle emotional shifts, using this sensitivity to decode dynamics in relationships, creative expression, or even in children or dependents. Their emotional memory holds fine-grained, almost subconscious records of how things felt and unfolded. If Moon is in the 9th house, they may lean toward generalized emotional themes, absorbing emotional truths from stories, ancestral traditions, or long-held beliefs, though their responses may still be emotionally cautious and inwardly processed. If Jupiter is in the 1st house, it can pull Ashlesha toward a more general, expansive worldview. These individuals may still investigate, but they'll anchor their curiosity in a framework of purpose, belief, or moral philosophy. They may see themselves as guardians of hidden wisdom, blending precision with big picture meaning. If Jupiter is in the 9th, the general view becomes more dominant. They may lose interest in details unless those details serve a bigger teaching or spiritual principle. If Ketu is in the 5th house, the viewpoint can become abstract, symbolic, and nonlinear. These individuals may not think in a step-by-step, concrete way, but instead process insights as visions, emotional flashes, or mystical understandings. Their specificity may be intuitive rather than logical, often bypassing conscious reasoning altogether. If Ketu is in the 1st, this becomes even more true. They may struggle to articulate their view, even though they sense things at a profound and often unsettling level. Ashlesha's default style is specific, precise, and emotionally forensic. It wants to know the truth behind the mask, the motive behind the action, the root under the surface. But under the influence of broader planetary placements, it can step back and connect these specifics to a wider karmic or philosophical view. The challenge and gift for Ashlesha is to know when to zoom in with razor-like clarity and when to let go of the details and rest in the larger rhythm of meaning. Both are needed for its psychological mastery to fully unfold. Ashlesha Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people thrive in collaborative spaces, energized by shared effort and constant connection. Others prefer working in proximity to others, independent, yet near enough to exchange ideas. Then there are those who work best entirely solo, in control of their space, energy, and rhythm. Ashlesha Nakshatra, with its protective, private, and emotionally observant nature, most naturally leans towards solo work. Ashlesha needs to feel safe, in control, and free to operate beneath the surface without constant scrutiny. Still, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can influence how comfortable or capable Ashlesha is with collaboration or proximity. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Ashlesha, the preference leans toward proximity. These natives can function around others, especially when there's intellectual stimulation, light conversation, or shared tasks. They may not open up emotionally, but mentally, they enjoy exchanging ideas in structured or short bursts, particularly in writing, planning, or tactical roles. If Mercury is in the 10th house, they'll engage more publicly, possibly in advisory or strategic communication roles, where they appear social, even while remaining internally guarded and selective with trust. If Moon is in the 4th house, the preference is almost certainly solo. The work environment must feel emotionally secure, private, and safe. These individuals perform best in settings where they can control the mood, avoid emotional exposure, and work at their own pace. If Moon is in the 10th, they may step into public or leadership roles, but they still need a buffer zone. They might lead from behind the curtain, preferring autonomy within structure and resisting overexposure. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the preference leans toward procedural solo or structured proximity. These natives don't mind being part of a system, as long as they know the rules, understand their role, and don't have to constantly adapt to others' unpredictability. They'll take on responsibility, but they need boundaries and are often most productive alone or in very defined team roles. If Saturn is in the 10th, they can thrive in hierarchical team settings, but tend to operate as lone anchors within that structure, stoic, self-reliant, and not reliant on group feedback for validation. If Ketu is in the 3rd or 6th house, the work style becomes deeply solo by default. These individuals often find group dynamics draining, shallow, or energetically noisy. They're more suited for roles involving research, healing, back-end strategy, or esoteric study, anything that allows them to retreat inward and work from a place of subtle control. They don't want to be led or to lead, they want space. Ashlesha's core work nature thrives when it feels unobserved, emotionally protected, and free to operate behind the scenes. Whether it's writing, coding, therapy, research, or strategy, these natives do their best work when allowed to merge depth with discretion. When placed in the right role, they bring a rare kind of concentrated insight and psychological precision, but it must be on their own terms and in their own space.